Maria Martinez, Platter. At a very young age, I would watch my aunt making pots after my chores were done. Although many women in my pueblo knew how to make pottery, it was no longer part of daily life. I practiced with pottery, and in 1919, my husband Julian and I invented a style that people wanted. Our reservation had a special kind of clay which mixes with volcanic ash, then combined with water in small batches. After a batch of clay is mixed and has set for a few days, a pancake of clay is formed and pressed into a pukki, or bowl shape, which begins the process of building a pot. We bake the pieces in a manure-smothered fire to carbonize the clay black. I make the pieces, and Julian paints the design. One of our favorites is the puname, an eagle feather design that is featured on this platter. At first, I didn't understand why my name was important. A white man once told me to sign the bowl, maybe on the bottom, on the flat place. He told me to write Marie instead of Maria because white people are more used to saying Marie and it would be easier for me to write. I told him that it was all San Ildefonso pottery. It doesn't make much difference who makes something. It all comes from here. It's all made the same way. It doesn't matter if it's mine or somebody else's. Maybe not to you, and maybe not to the other ladies, said the white man. And if people come here to the village for pottery, they know whose they've bought. It doesn't matter to them whether the pottery is signed or not, but people who buy far from here want to know. I laughed. Always the white people are showing me about selling pottery. We can do that, I guess. We can try. It worked. They tell me that the pottery Julian and I made saved the Pueblo village. When I see a pot I haven't seen for a while, I run my hands inside, matching the pot to my palm to be sure it is mine. And the pots for us are people, our children perhaps. Some are called women, some are men, and they have personalities. The pots seem to be doing different things. We'll say, look at those men pots over there with their wide mouths, they're all singing. Or, look at those women pots with their slim, long necks. So when we haven't seen a pot for a long time, well, it's like an old friend who has to be greeted and examined to be sure she hasn't suffered in the meantime. We remember our pots, though they have gone far away.